Hello?
Hi, I'm sorry. I didn't realize that we had been on the phone for almost an hour, so my system, it just automatically kicks me off when I've been on the phone for an hour. So I'm really sorry about that. I should have let you know.
So
you absolutely will get a reminder. So there'll be a text message or an email, both. So they would send both of those. So now, just going to finish up everything here. 1 second. Okay. You don't have any type of, like, limit on your card, do you?
18,000.
Okay. Hold on.
Further than that?
Well, it might just be my system. Hold on 1 second. For some reason, it's not going through.
No, I don't, well, but, yeah, I mean, a lot of times, though, these credit card companies, because this is a new card, obviously, for the new business, and they probably think it's scam shit if I'm, you know, running a card out of California, maybe. And I just used it this morning in Kansas City.
Okay.
Usually I get an alert that tells me. I mean, I'm new to Chase, so I haven't been using Chase.
Oh, it's Chase. Yeah, I have Chase, too. They're super sensitive about everything.
I don't have anything. Let me pull up in their app and see if they say that I got anything that's the issue.
Okay.
It should say, no, I don't even see that your transaction tried to run. What's it saying on your end?
Well, like I said, it might just be my system for some reason. This has never happened to me. I'm trying to talk to my boss right now about, what's going on. It's just, I press it and it doesn't do anything. So, but what I'll do now in the meantime here, I'll go ahead and, send you over. I'm going to send you a YouTube video of exactly how your reporting dashboard works. Okay. So you can take a look at that. You're going to get the login credentials for that within 5 to 7 business days. And then I also am going to text you over my extension and phone number. I didn't want to say anything earlier, but, Daniel, my name is Jesse. So, what I'm texting you now. No, it's totally okay. I felt kind of weird saying anything.
It's
but...
like people call me David all the time. Yeah. Like, yep, that's me, David. David's
I mean, I don't really, it's, you know, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I'm like my cat. I'm like, this is my life now. I'm David.
Yeah, right. On Friday, when they call you, they will be calling you from the 877 number.
Okay.
So when I always just suggest that it's best to save that number in your phone. If you ever need to get a hold of me, you absolutely can reach me at my extension that I texted you, which is 2267. So you would just dial 877-635-6225, press 1, and then you can reach my extension. So hold on. I'm checking with my boss right now. Because once the payment processes, it'll automatically send you our terms, which is just everything that we discussed in writing. So I just need that signed. Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on 1 second. Okay. Let's see here. Sorry. Do you have any jobs going on today, or?
I do not. No, I gave myself a few days off here.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm doing everything right now. So, there for like a month, I was just like constant. I mean, I didn't take like any time off, like even at night. It was just because there's always something to be doing, right? You know, like you can always be costing something or contacting, you know, your follow-ups or building your crappy black and orange website, you know, like there's just always something.
When is the next job you have coming up?
Oh, tomorrow and the next day. Tomorrow and Saturday are my next jobs.
Okay. Are you doing a big job or just kind of getting back into
it? No. I mean, most of the jobs are in the $2,000 to $3,000 range.
Do you have a crew of people or?
I have some guys that I've been working, that I have, on 1099 right now for my bigger jobs. Like I've got a commercial building in downtown that's like a $10,000 job and I just pay them per square foot. They're all guys that I've worked with in the past. And my problem is right now I don't really have the ability to put these guys to work full time. But like when I said that I was launching this company, like it was unbelievable. I had a dozen people reach out to me like, hey, I want to come work for you. Cause I've been in insulation now for like almost a decade. And you know, like the people that worked in the past really do want to work with me because I am a fair boss, you know, and I believe in paying people really well for this because it is very hard work and I know the margins can sustain it. So, you know, they want to come work, but I can't keep them. But in order to throw them like little, you know, bones, I will pay them a good piece rate to go do a job. So that way when I do have the full work capacity and ability to take on workers, I can just call them up and be like, hey, it's time to come full time. You know what I mean? But I will say by and large, the jobs are me and, you know, whoever I bring out with me for the day.
Well, just so you know, if you ever need to, like, hire more people or need help doing that, you can actually do that through Facebook ads as well. So you can...
with you guys?
You know. Yeah, we can absolutely do that.
Oh, I mean, I used to do Facebook ads. I just did them myself. I would just do Suppose. But for my first company, when I needed to find people, Facebook, I was actually real successful with it. That was a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
But I found some of my very best workers through Facebook.
Yeah, so, absolutely. 100%.
Because I'm not really, I don't want guys that are like roughneck construction. I just want really good attitudes. You know what I mean? I want guys like me. Because that's what I say. I'm college educated. I do not look, if you were to meet me, you would not think that I get in crawl spaces and attics. But like I tell people, I get in crawl spaces and attics because at the end of 3 or 4 hours, I make $1,400. Okay.
Right.
So there's a means to an end here. And I just really wish more people knew that construction can be such a good field. You can work for a crappy boss and be miserable. That's most of construction. Or you can go work for a good company, a more modern company, and get really good benefits. That's what I said. Like, I want to be able to get really good benefits. I always have an entertainment allowance. You know, my last company, we had a $500 monthly outing. We would take them to like Dave and Buster's, or I don't know if you have those down there, but like any of those gaming places and stuff like that. Let the guys buy some drinks, stuff like that, because it's $500 and it's nothing to your overall budget, you know? So I've got the vision, like I said. It's just right now I can't sustain. I can't pay anybody, you know, $1,000 a week to be on with me. It'd be cutting up too much into what I'm making in order to build the business. I'm not making anything. I'm just, every penny that I make, when I say I make $1,400, it goes right back in the company.
Right.
You know?
Right. Hold on one second. Well, you'll get there.
I will. I have to remind myself I'm only 1 month in.
Yeah, right. I was just going to say that. I mean, you know, it's after a month, I absolutely wouldn't expect any business to have, like, you know, a huge crew of people, right? So
no, that's what I said. So that's why I, that's why. But like my goal is though, like when I can get to like my next big goal is when I can get $30,000 in the account, because when I have $30,000, I'm going to do a complete rig build out, a brand new rig, and then I'm going to hire on my first guy. And that's going to be like a point person, and I'm just going to give them a salary of $1,000 a week, which is actually pretty good around here. And they will, you know, they'll have a truck, they'll go do all the like minutia that I do, running and picking up stuff from suppliers, going and knocking out small jobs, stuff like that. And it'll be a break even guy, but it'll allow me to free up and get more on top of the business. Cause that's really my goal, is to be more on top of the business and not in the daily weeds and grind. And again, right. This is exactly what a service like this is going to help me do. You know.
Okay. Okay.
So,
well,
time to start building it now, and then give it 6 months to really build. And if we, you know, obviously, I mean, I'm sure you deal with it occasionally, and I know that you guys have a tried and true method in place. But you know, if we get 5 months in and this is just really not working, we can go back to the drawing board and figure out what's up. But I just really don't foresee that happening.
I mean, I don't either. You know, we haven't been around for 18 years for no reason, right? I mean, we do have over 10,000 clients that renew with us every month, not because they have to, but because they're actually getting those jobs from Google, right? So, and I know I feel like a large part of it has to do with attitude, right? You know, it's like, I know you have the right attitude to, you know, close your jobs, get those jobs coming in. You know, I mean, regardless, you know, I mean, you just, you'll gravitate towards it. It'll just happen for you.
Mm-hmm.
So, so it did go through. So Daniel,
perfect.
Yes. So, now you should have gotten a text message just now. Do you see one that says, Daniel, thank you for choosing Local Splash?
I have no idea. Yes.
Okay. Now, if you could do me a favor, and open up that link.
Oh, to accept the terms?
Yes. So just to kind of go over what this is everything that we discussed in writing. Now, everything that's included in this package is going to be, it's going to be the, hold on, looking over it with it right now, is going to be the Google Business Profile Optimization, the directory submissions, the landing page, the Facebook ads, and then the advanced reporting and live client support. So Google Ads, Google Workspace, and LSA, which is also known as Google Guaranteed or something separate. Now, you can always upgrade to Google Ads and get Google Workspace, of course, but LSA, Google Guaranteed, it's not for your category. So Google Guaranteed is a lead generation service that's only available for certain industries. So it just doesn't happen to be available for your industry. So unfortunately, at this time, it's not something that you can do. But, you know, hopefully eventually they'll make it available for all categories. So to let you kind of know all of
that. The good thing is there's plenty of decent paid advertising services out there that I can get leads from.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
I have a different – I mean, obviously Google, I do want – like, yes, I want leads and things like that out of Google, but – Google is kind of the arc of Google is more about like the branding in general and attaching the name to, it's more of an awareness thing than anything. I mean, if I just want raw leads, I can get raw leads.
Right. So, absolutely. You on like Thumbtack or anything?
No, I'm not. Thumbtack has never been a great source, across the board. I've tried it multiple times. Really, it's Angie's List and Home Advisor are probably the best return on investments. They're not the cheapest. See, Thumbtack's just super cheap. You can get a lead for $17, but they're very low quality. Angie's List and Home Advisor, those are like dedicated people that want the service and they want it now. And, you know, I just signed on with them last week. It's $300 for a year and it's usually about $50 a lead, but they're strong, you know?
Right.
And you put a spin target in place. My goal with those is always to get at least 10 times my return on investment, and I can do that with Google, with Angie's List and Home Advisor.
Absolutely. Okay, so, well, you know, and I mean, if you can do well with that, then, I mean, Google is going to definitely rock for you because, I mean, you know, at least people won't have to be going through a third party to get to you. So, you know, just for
that. Yeah, I don't know what there's a lot of statistics out there, and a lot of them are bullshit. We both know that, but, you know, I think it's something like 87% of people run a home improvement project through Google search.
Okay.
Like, that's a lot. It doesn't mean that's the final, but that is like 87% of people will run a home improvement through a Google search engine. You know,
right.
That's a lot.
Right. And actually that's 100% true. I was just talking to somebody yesterday who was telling me that same thing. Like, I already know that, but not a lot of people know that, or have seen those statistics. So it's exactly 87% of people are always going to Google to search for anything.
Well, that's why it's so important for me to build that on there. You know what I mean? Like, it's more than just a lead generation. It's about getting, yes, you want leads out of Google. That's why you're doing this. But it's more about, you know, when you are searching these terms, you see the name. I want to build that brand recognition, just like there are companies in Kansas City that you just kind of recognize the name. And I'm not saying that an insulation company could be a household name, but I do believe that an insulation company could be something where people in Prairie Village or one of the more affluent neighborhoods in Kansas City go, oh yeah, you should call my insulation guy. Oh yeah, I've seen them. And they don't really know where. You know what I mean? And that's the point. The point is just strong brand recognition.
Absolutely.
You know.
Well, so just to finish this out too, so once you're done kind of looking that over, Daniel, just scroll
to
the bottom.
I did, and that's what I need to ask you, because it's asking me for a username and password.
Oh, okay, perfect. You already did it. So that's going to be for your reporting dashboard. You're going to get the login credentials for that within 5 to 7 business days. So
I don't need to do anything further.
No, so you can bookmark that page if you'd like, but no, you don't have to do anything else. You'll be emailed all of the login credentials and everything. So now the last thing that I'm going to do here, Daniel, is I'm just going to send you a text message just to write your experience. It would absolutely help me out a lot. I've really enjoyed talking to you, and I'm super excited to get you started with Google, and everything else that we're doing for your company. Now, did you have any other questions at all?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
I do know now that your name is Jesse.
So you're all set up for Friday. Just look out for that phone call between 1 and 2. Okay.
Just so you know, your Bird, it looks like you guys do your review system through Bird Eye.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And that's giving me a 400 error.
Oh, really? Okay. It might just, well, thank you for letting me know that. It might just be right now that, it's doing that. Hold on 1 second.
Here, I'm clicking it right now again. I'm going to go into a different browser. Bird Eye review on Google. 400 error.
Oh, that's so weird. Okay, hold on 1 second. Let me check here.
How do you spell Jesse? J-E-S-S-E or J-E-S-S-I-E or what?
J-E-S-S-E, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, if you guys want a Google review, is that the best, obviously?
I mean, that would be great, you know, if you could. That would absolutely.
I can write you up a Google review.
I would really, really appreciate it. It would be the world to me. I appreciate you letting us. Okay, so it says it's coming up on error on your screen. I'm not sure why. There. It is 400 error. I don't know why it's doing that. I'll let my IT department know. Thank you for letting me know that. I do appreciate that, so they can get that.
I don't have. I'm having trouble finding you guys on Google, though.
You just search Local Splash.
Because Local Splash is definitely coming up, and you're not kidding when you say first page results. But it doesn't show anything. It's like the Google.
Oh, okay. I do see that, too. That's so weird. Hold on.
I mean, it's a bunch of links to Local Splash. Better Business, Facebook, LinkedIn, SiteJabber, Bird Eye, Glassdoor. But it doesn't go to a Google page. Oh, wow, you guys do have a lot of people. Are you in this picture on your Bird Eye with the purple shirt on?
No. No,
Can I just write a review on Bird Eye?
Yeah, absolutely. That would be amazing. I do appreciate that. And Well, thanks a lot, Daniel. I mean, it really does mean a lot that you're doing that. So yeah. Other than that, you're all set to go. And I mean, again, I really, you've made my day. So I really do appreciate it. And if you need anything at any time, please don't, you know, be afraid to reach out to me. You know, if you just need something escalated or have a question or whatever it may be, you can always reach me at my extension, okay?
And the extension is through, if you sent like an email with your contact or anything like that?
Well, I sent you a text message. So it's 2267 is my extension.
Okay, got it. I'll write the review up right now.
Okay, perfect. All right, Daniel. Well, you know, I do hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll be calling you for your client interview. So.
Okay, and I agree with you. I think 33 is going to be your year. Okay?
Yes, absolutely. Okay, all right. I do appreciate it. Talk to you later.
All right, bye now. Yeah.
Bye.